Feeling dizzy and dazed from all the hectic haste in which life unfolds here. It's clearly not a good feeling. It prevents me from working. My dear Sparrow, at the moment I'm as restless as you are. And why, you might wonder? To which I can only answer by remaining as phased and frustrated as ever. Maybe the reason lies in the ever-present crazy race to win the money game. Dear Sparrow, I'd like to begin writing this letter with more concentration and calm, so let me explain things for you from the very start. The story of China's economic development began with attracting foreign investment from across the world. The flow of capital at times stood at 50 billion U.S. dollars per year. This trend, plus a generous boost in exports, generated immense reserves of hard currency for China. Dear Sparrow, at a time when China's foreign currency reserves has hit 1.4 trillion U.S. dollars, the feverish race of acquiring more wealth is still going full throttle. This frantic race goes on at a time when the West is struggling with an unprecedented recession.
Oh yeah, it is true. It hurts because the American economy is slowing down and inflation is high. And American dollars has been devalued very much and hurts the export.
The value of the US dollars truly now is, I think, a very challenging element in the world economy. I think if the US dollars continuously, you know, just devalued, just continuously getting weaker and weaker, I think that would be very undermining to the Chinese economy, because it also will make the China's export getting more difficult and getting the China's, you know, such a manufacturing sectors, you know, less profitable.
Dear Sparrow, maybe the devaluation of the U.S. dollar, the economic slowdown, fluctuations in the stock market and the like are not important to you, as your needs are determined in the most natural of ways. For humans, any one of these events can be an irreparable disaster. Money plays an undeniable role in human life today, and fluctuations in its value definitely affect people's lives. For example, one can take a look at statistics in recent decades. During the post-World War II years, over 45% of global transactions had been conducted in U.S. dollars. But this share of American dollars in world business affairs has dropped to below 17%. This plummeting trend of the U.S. dollar that began in 2002 has only accelerated in recent years. Presently, the exchange rate for American currency is at a 35-year low.
我说，尽管美国现在是一霸独大，对吧？单边世界。 但是我觉得恐怕美国也在走向衰落。你可以从美元的这个状况你就可以看到这它的情况，对吧？所以美国可以说这个以假独大这个局面还能维持多久，恐怕我觉得现在在变。
Particularly when we look at the China's economy or excellent performance has a very profound dependence on the world economy and the world's overseas market. The US dollar so it means just a weak US dollar also will increase the difficulty for the Chinese good to just on sale around the world. But the problem is, I think now we also just recognize some of, let's say, diversified, foreign policy, deposit policy. We also increase the biggest share of euro and the other currencies in the China's deposit.
The pace of life in the streets and avenues of this country goes at full speed and ceaseless motion. So far, China has been interested in maintaining its hard currency reserves in U.S. dollars. From over $1 trillion U.S. dollars of that, nearly $330 billion are U.S. Treasury bills issued by the United States government. But it seems the deepening plunge of U.S. currency, in contrast to other units, has compelled Beijing to rethink its financial policies about maintaining their foreign currency reserves in American dollars. This matter can only throw the U.S. into more aggravation. The sum total of American dues, which is usually referred to as the national debt, is in fact the amount of money the federal government owes to people who've bought state bonds and securities. So it's interesting to know that China has purchased the bulk of these debentures and is therefore America's biggest creditor.
那么现在人民币正在升值，等到它升值，它只有升值了，才能够达到人民币能够被人们使用的这样一种状态。按照现在这个方向，中国是逐步的，一步一步的，慢慢的升值。按照现在这个目标，可能升值啊，大概再升上，再有3到5年，大致上人民币就能升到可以更多的国家能够使用的程度。
Yes, with the China's economy just growing stronger, I think the China also will make the Chinese currency, Chinese yuan, more attractive and more stable. So I think future prospect could not exclude the possibility that the Chinese yuan also become international. I think that also will help stabilizing the world monetary system and also, diffuse the big dangers for the world to depend on the U.S. dollars.
Unfortunately, the U.S. economy faces new problems every day. Maybe this crisis-ridden trend has to do with the economic meltdown. But whatever it is, it shouldn't make us forget the irresponsible policies of statesmen. In February of 2008, before the financial crisis peaked, the sum of the U.S. federal government's loans stood at $9.2 trillion. This mind-boggling debt means that the U.S. government owes each American taxpayer an average $7,900, a debt which is now only increasing. Hearing such harrowing facts and figures frightens me. I think to myself, what future really lies ahead for the Westerners on this planet? And what will become of commercial exchanges down the road?
What is the prospect of the RMB and other currencies to emerge as currencies of international settlement of oil trade? So that's the question, right? Now, my view is that definitely the world has to move in the area of international currencies. So far, there are only 2.5 international currencies. The first international currency is the US dollar. The second international currency is the euro. International currency is Japanese yen. Now, the situation definitely will change as the American economy is gradually going down in its relative influence in the world. So for sure, the role of American dollar in international trade and in international currency reserves will change, will diminish.
Can we put our money elsewhere in the form of Japanese yen or the European dollar? China could, but are these currencies also very stable? They are more stable than American dollars, US dollars. People here are not very sure. And what will be the long-term consequences? So there are indeed fluctuations, ups and downs in US dollar. And there also is a very clear trend that is going to be a recession in the United States.